Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to my show, The Music Business, The Way I See It. I have some wonderful guests today. Of course, I have with me this guy is sometime me. I'm not going to say he's my co-host because he's not, but he's here sometimes. He just happens to be here today. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Global Internet World and King Jay. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. Robert, today we have a great panel of guests. Do you know what my subject is today? I bet you don't, but I'm going to ask you.
It's about independent records, how to work independent records.
No, it's not. It's about how to build a successful independent record label.
Yeah.
So what do you think people should do if they want to build a successful independent record label? What are some of the things you think they should do?
Okay, these are some of the things. I think you know, you definitely need a team. I think you should have an attorney for one. I think today you really need to have somebody that's really good on the internet, on the viral side of things, that's real strong.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have product. I think you should have your business license or LLC, whatever, how you choose to get into business. You should study the marketplace and get all, get BDS, sign up with BDS and SoundScan. And, you know, those are a few things. Or if you don't know that much.
Now, how much of that did you get from the first program we did earlier in the week when I had Sonya on just by herself? Tell the truth.
To be honest with you, the BDS and SoundScan, I got that.
Yeah, I never heard of that until you was on our show. Huh?
No, I did hear of it. I just never had to do that because I always did joint ventures, and they were responsible for that part.
And you know what? And that's a good point. A lot of times you all are doing deals for people that are responsible for doing a lot of the work that you need to do as an independent label. But when you're building an independent label, you definitely need to do all those things that Robert said and a plethora of more. But more importantly, you need to do it consistently. And often people do these things and nothing happens. And when nothing happens, they say, I did that stuff, but nothing happened, because they think it's going to happen overnight, and it doesn't happen overnight. It's really a process. It's really a tough business to be in, and you really have to love the music business. So I want to say first hello to Sonya Pruneda. Am I saying it right, Sonya Pruneda?
Yes, you got it right.
Sonya,
you can cut it short and just say Prue. That helps it out.
Okay, that's a little in line with hip hop and being kind of fly.
Yeah, you know.
I got Sonya Prue, and from Right One Entertainment, and I also have as a guest today. You guys have heard him on the show before. Very knowledgeable. You guys know him from Indie Power, and that is Mr. Jay Wyszynski. Jay, how are you doing today, sir?
Good evening, Jay. How are you?
I am wonderful.
It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure, and thank you, sir. The pleasure is always mine. As you guys know, when Jay and I get together, we get to talking about a bunch of stuff. Jay, I'm not saying this because I think Sonya's smarter than you. I'm just letting her go first because she's a lady. Robert is a hermaphrodite. That's why he got to go before both of you guys. I'm joking. I'm sorry. That was a joke. Sonya, what do you think it takes? What do you think some of the things that these people should know that it takes to how to build a successful label? What are some of the things you think it takes to be able to do that?
Well, pretty much everything that Robert said, I totally agree with, and definitely consistency. You have to do another thing is to do your research and find out what exactly is going on with the business that you're in, whether it's music or whatever your business is. You always have to do that and find out what's going on with it, because things change, especially in the music business, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, the digital thing is real, real big, and a lot of people don't know about the digital thing. So just really do your homework. Do your homework and know what it takes to build a business such as a label.
Okay, and Jay, the reason why I saved you for last, to be honest, is because I know that it's a tougher question to ask when you're the last person in line versus the first person in line. And because of your expertise in this field and stuff, I would feel like, you know, like you have even more to answer.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody's had some really good ideas. I liken what it takes these days to almost running for public office. So whether you want to think about running for president or, you know, your local official or whatever, you got to get in there and work your plan every day. And that definitely includes having strong product. That goes without saying. You got a product that's reactionary, stuff that is going to cause a reaction. Doesn't have to be the best in the world. You know, it may be impossible to find that perfect artist. But it's something that resonates with people and causes a reaction. You need to fill your team with knowledge and expertise. There's nothing like people that have been there, done that. They're on their cutting edge. You know, they're at their peak of their performance. And you want to build that marketing team. It's one thing to have the product, but you got to get the product out. There's a billion songs on iTunes, and less than 1% of them are selling anything. So you need to look at the world as your marketplace. Like the web gives you a global potential, you still got to get out there and work it. And that includes physical goods. That includes touring and press and all that. And these days, between the web, your videos, your press, your touring, your streets, your stores, your film and TV and game and all the multimedia placement, I mean, you pretty much have to work your plan every day, adjust and strengthen your attack daily. And this isn't a one-time shot. You don't just get in and make it and coast. I mean, just like the Lakers or the Heat or the Celtics, everybody that's, you know, going for that championship right now, every day they're watching their films, they're getting better, and they're working it every day. Sure, there's a time for a little relaxation or time off, but it's pretty much a constant attack that you need to build. So obviously you need a team to do that. No one can sustain everything on their own.
Right. And Jay, if you had to say one of the biggest problems you have from some of these guys that call themselves independent labels or professionals, what do most of them lack that you see? What's one of the things that you see them lacking?
Well, I think primarily people are focused on the creative side. And, yes, it does start with the creative, but no offense, we think of the creative side as almost 10% of business right now. The other 90% is everything else to get that music heard, seen, and sold. So I think too many people rely on, they get drunk with their own sound, their own creativity, their own little bubble. They're thinking about this, you know, label and whether they're going to go buy gold chains and all that with the label logo on it, and they're not focused on the business. Put that money where it needs to be. Anybody that's going to develop a product needs to be generating sales that far exceed their cost before you're thinking about frivolous things and luxuries. I mean, it's got to be focused on the bottom line. So I think a lot of them don't tend to take the business seriously. As you and I know, Jay, we're learning every day. A day learning, you know, more information every day is one step ahead of the competition. And I think that's really it. It's a lack of total business commitment.
Absolutely. But one thing I say is this, and I hear people say what you just said, that it's 90% business and 10%, you know, music,
really?
I mean, creativity. But I tend to say this. It's 100% business when you're doing business. It's 100% creativity when you're being creative. It's 100% relationships when you're doing relationships. And in each area of the music business, whether it's marketing, promotions, manufacturing, distribution, paying out royalties, whatever it is, you have to be at 100% or somewhere close to 100%. And I think part of the problem is these young people don't get anywhere near 100% on any level because a lot of times it's not even because they're lazy. I think it's because they don't know. And so, Jay, which leads me to this question, and you and Sonya can both answer. Jay, you answer first. How much of it do you think has to do with not having the right person or the right personnel working for you or working with you as you're building your label, because you go out and you see people, they buy names. They don't buy experience or expertise, because a lot of executives got fired from major labels.
Mm-hmm.
Because major labels shut down, or major labels
mm-hmm.
reformatted themselves or reconfigured themselves or just shut down departments altogether. And so these guys with names, and the names they received them from working for major labels. Well, now they're in the independent process, and they're trying to do the same thing that they did while they were at a label. And all of a sudden, it ain't as easy as it used to be. And they lead these kids down the wrong road, and then one of you two have to come pick them up. How often do you find that being a problem?
Well, I think that's vitally important. Just like we're given the analogy of a sports team going for the championship, you're only as good as your coach. I mean, a coach, everybody works under that plan and that attack. Without a centralized focus or a voice, it's just a bunch of people and arguing. And I think what's really important these days is that you have that voice of someone that really knows the 360 degrees of the industry. Like you say, there's a lot of guys right now with these big titles. I was this at Interscope. I was that at Def Jam. I was this at Sony. What does that mean? Have you run a company? Have you done what needs to do with all these pertinent areas? Or have you been in one area, maybe excelling at that area, but completely inexperienced in all these other 90 degrees?
Right.
So I think that's really important. I'm not wooed by the ex-major label guy. I'm more interested in the person that's in the trenches, doing this day in, day out, and really has a working relationship in all the necessary areas.
That was Jay Wyszynski that you guys are hearing. Today our show is on how to build a successful independent label. And, if you're really heading in the right direction, we're talking about doing that. We're going to be right back. This is The Music Business, the way I see it. My name is Jay King, and we'll be right back.
The time of day.
That was Anthony A.K. King with the song Lovely from his independently released CD entitled Just A.K. It's available at anthonyakking.com and iTunes. If you want a physical piece of product, you can buy it right there at anthonyakking.com, or you can buy it, you can digitally download it right now at iTunes. The album is incredible. It's a great album to listen to. And, you know, we're talking about how to build a successful independent record label. There are so many of you all out there that say you have a record label and you don't have diddly squat. I promise you, you don't. You know, you don't have nothing. You got a name. And so a lot of times you all are saying that you guys have a record label, and you're not only do you not have a record label, you're not even set up to be a record label. You know, you're set up to probably release your own product in a way that that can be successful for you. But it's not a record label. Jay, how often do you have guys that think they have record labels and you want to tell them, you know, it's not a record label. You're not set up. You're not even functioning as a label. How does an independent record label actually function, or how is it supposed to function?
Well, most of the time they're coming with music, and one of the biggest problems they have is they spend all their money on making the music that they think the music enough is going to get them further along, and they're the most vulnerable people in the industry. I mean, it takes a fully functioning company, and if you don't have the wherewithal or the expertise to do it yourself, you need to hire a team. And that's one of the things we do at Indie Powers. We're like a virtual label in that we can handle all the functions of a day-to-day.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of these
and that
guys,
label can handle who they sign, what they put out, the creative
labeled.
Side,
okay.
You know,
hold on
set
for
up
one
their
second,
budgets
Jay.
And all that. So, you know, you need an...
Okay. Jay, hold on for 1 second. Because, Jay, I'm trying to cut you off, but I didn't mean to mute you, Jay, but I had to mute you to make my point here. What you're saying is absolutely correct. What Jay is saying is absolutely correct. You guys, a lot of you guys come with music, but you guys are not a label, and that's where guys like him come in. I was really giving him the lob pass. But you ever see somebody get the lob pass and they jump too early? That's what Jay just did. He jumped way too early. So let me get the lob. Okay. You back, Jay?
I got it.
Okay. So a lot of times, so tell me, you know, a lot of these guys say they have record labels, but they don't really have record labels. Like you said, all they have is music. But I wanted you to explain to me just that. You know, a lot of these guys are not labels. They don't even function correctly as a label because they don't know how a label is supposed to function because they've never ran one. They haven't read the books. They haven't done all the things that it takes. They haven't, like Sonia said, they haven't done any of the studying. You know,
it's almost like a difference between a pickup game of basketball over in the park here or the Lakers or the Heat. I mean, you see a full functional organization that's working the merchandising, working the product, working the PR, working the business development. And that's what it takes. Yeah, maybe on a scaled down basis, but you got to think big and you got to think like that. Have experts in it that can potentially grow something, you know, large.
Yeah, Kim said that I did mean to mute you, and I said yes, Kim. He was talking too much, and he got muted. Same as you. This Kim, don't worry about Kim. Kim is somebody who calls into my show and harasses it. I just want you to know that, Jay. So there's a harasser in the midst, and every now and then I have to jump on her and let her know. But I typed it in the chat room so she saw it in full color. But so a lot of these guys, Jay. So how do you get them to understand, or do you ever get them to understand that they are not functioning as a label? And what they need to actually function as a label. How do you get them to understand it, if at all? And you know, how difficult does that make your job?
Well, you know, there's all types of people out there, and obviously we're looking for those that really want to learn. They want to be mentored in the business. They want to take it seriously and grow every day. And you know, as long as they don't think they know it all, and they really come with some wherewithal to start to, you know, execute their plan, you know, it's pretty workable. Obviously, everybody's got their own quirks or styles, but, you know, some of them will never learn it. Some of them just think that just because the music they have, somebody else is going to throw all the money in the world at them, and somehow they're going to walk away with the profits. I don't know of any other industry in the world that works that way. Why should it be different in music?
How many times have you ran across guys that said, you know, what I need is a, I just need a distribution deal, and then you say to them, okay, I can help you set that up. How much money do you have? And then they say, well, I figured if I got a distribution deal, won't they give me money?
Right. Yeah, they think the distributor is the label. The label, obviously, right up front is going to take your ownership, probably control your copyrights, probably be in control of your merchandising. Now they even want money off your live show. And guess what? They're not booking any live shows for you. So, I mean, it shows you the mentality. There's a big difference between a distributor that works for you and a label, which pretty much you work for them. And the old-fashioned idea of a label or a deal is getting smaller and smaller every single day. So it's really, an outdated kind of fantasy world. So the entrepreneurs are the ones winning today. They're crossing over into vitamin water and fragrances and the liquor business and all sorts of different lifestyle type situations that, you know, we never saw those revenues before. So
right.
Today there's more opportunities than ever, but you got to work much, much harder for it.
Okay, Lynn Tolliver is in my chat room. Lynn Tolliver is the general manager of my radio network, the J. King Radio Network, and he also has a show on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time called Sessions with Lynn Tolliver. Lynn, how are you, sir? I guess Lynn is playing with his phone. Lynn, are you? Can you talk or? Okay. So, Lynn, I'm going to put you on mute because you obviously you don't want to play with us. Something is wrong with his phone. I see that Eugene Norris has a question or wants to make a statement here. Eugene?
Yeah, you know what? I think a part of the problem with these guys is they're just not taking the time to learn about the business. Now, Jay, you know that since September of last year, I have been reposting your Facebook post about the show. I must have at least a dozen Facebook friends that are indie label name owners. I've made phone calls to these guys. Hey, you need to be in. You need to check this out. There's a lot of vital, free information. I'll say it again, vital, free information. At one time, I had to pay to go to school to learn about the business. But these guys, for some reason, won't make the phone call. I can't figure it out. It can't be that they know everything because they would already be where they want to be at. And I'm at the point with some of these guys to where I'm starting not to care, but I do care, you know. And in closing, I just want to do a shout-out to a friend, Rebecca, and then I decided not to do it. That's what I got.
Okay. thank you. Sonia, why is that? Why is it so hard? Why do you think it is that, I mean, we're giving these people free information, you know, you can't. You know, these lines should be filled up. It shouldn't be. There should be a gazillion people on this phone line in the chat room. Why isn't it?
In my opinion, I think a lot of them think they know it all already, and obviously they don't, because if they did, they'd be successful. And a lot of them are lazy. You know, they take this business. I think Jay said it best. You know, they spend their money on other things. They want to be the superstar. They want to be in the studio all the time because, you know, that's
but how can you be a
studio.
Superstar? What benefit do you get out of being in the studio if your music's never heard?
I agree 100%, you know, and I tell my clients this all the time. It's like, okay, that's just part of it. You know what I mean? It's like if nobody hears you, nobody buys you, you're not going to be successful. I learned that a long time ago when I worked at a record store.
Jay, what is it? Why aren't these guys getting, you know, they got free information coming to them. Why aren't they taking the free information?
You know, I think it's the case. They really don't want reality, and that's really what it comes down to. A lot of them want to live in a fantasy world. You know, when we were young, we grew up, we saw the rock stars, the pop stars. We saw the riches and the limos and all that, and we thought it was a fantasy. We thought that we'll make some music, and again, you know, Cinderella shows up with a slipper, and it's a done deal. And I think a lot of people really don't want the reality. If they knew how hard they have to work, but again, it could be a very rewarding life. It can be an incredible, impacting, you know, venture to touch the world with your music. But I think most of them really are afraid of the reality. They really can't handle the reality of how much they've got to work or sacrifice or invest in themselves to be a competitive entity in this industry.
Absolutely. And so you guys, you're listening to that. That's Jay Wersinski from Indie Power. If you have a question and you or you want to make a statement, you can dial 347-205-9366. If you're in the chat room and you want you have a question, type it in and I'll answer the question for you. If you're in a, on the phone line, press the number one, and I'll pick up your call. And let me see, what are some of the people saying? I say, why don't they use this information? We're giving away free information here. Why don't they call here? And Kimmy says, because they don't want to be muted. And the reason why Kim is saying that is because Kim gets muted every opportunity I get, and because she deserves it. And Red Dog says, because they are too arrogant, or they are arrogant. And let me just talk to you know, again, this is this show is on how to build a successful independent record label. And the only way you're going to know how to build an independent record label is to find out some of the things that are being done wrong, and that's why you're hearing us talk right now, because we have an hour and 32 minutes to go, which means by the time we get through this, you will know how to build an independent, a successful independent record business. Okay, 810-223, please state your name, where you're from, and your question or statement.
My name is Dwight Edman from Flint, Michigan.
How you doing, Dwight?
All right, and yourself?
I'm doing fine, sir.
That's good. Yeah, I'm listening to y'all. You know, y'all really telling the truth because, man, I've been in, trying to do this since 96. You know what I'm saying? And it's stuff I'm still learning. And, you know, a lot of cats around here, they thinking it's everything you see on TV. You know, and like I tell them, you know, really it's 90% business and 10% show. You know, and you know, I received a distributing deal, but I still have work to do. I run a little independent label, but I have to do my advertising for myself, my marketing for myself. You know, I do my drawings and all the promotion and everything for myself, get buildings, you know, throw shows, you know, just to try to get out there, you know, contacts through the internet, everything, you know what I'm saying? But still,
now, are you
work.
Selling product? Are you selling product?
Yeah, not like I should, though. You
okay,
know, I do
I mean,
other things.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to ask a few questions. You said, so how much product are you selling? Like, how many releases have you had? You've been releasing since 95. How many releases have you had?
Well, no, I just had a release. I just set a release out in 2010.
And how did it do? How's it doing?
It didn't do so well.
I mean, okay, but you're still working it, right?
Yeah, I'm still working it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how many have you sold so far?
About a couple. I'd say about a good 10, something like that.
10?
Yeah.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
See,
but you know what? But I like the honesty. Jay, when you hear a guy like this, right?
Uh-huh.
Who's saying, look, I've got a record out, you know, because, first of all, let me say this. I done heard every lie you can tell about how many records you sold or how many CDs you sold. So I'm already in this guy's corner because he just told me I released my record in 2010. It didn't do so well. I said, how many did you sell? He said, I sold 10.
Yeah.
Now, you think he got any yeast on that, Jay?
Yeah, I think the fact that
he's being extremely honest right now
at ground zero and still wants to move forward after these years shows a lot of intestinal fortitude. I think he's really wants to be a student of the game and figure out. Obviously, those 10 could turn into 10,000 with just some of the right moves. So I like his hustle.
And let me say this to you, sir. Believe it or not, 10 can turn into 20. And 20 turns into 40, and 40 turns into 80, and 80 turns into 160, and so forth and so on. And before you know it, you have a tsunami, if you will, coming back at you. And when I did Rumors, it literally was 6 months before anything started happening.
Really?
And I ended up selling. That's right. 6 months before anything started happening. And once it started happening.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't keep up with the movement of the record, because it was like a tsunami. It just came and it just, and I had never heard the word tsunami at that point, so I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I was on to something, and you know, and even as even inexperience was probably my worst enemy, because had I been experienced enough, had I been groomed and well versed enough, I would, instead of selling 3.5 million records, the record was so big I could have sold 10 million. I was literally in a position to change the whole scope of the music business in whole. People think that I did it with the one record, but I really could have done an incredible job. Now who's your distribution deal with?
I signed a distribution deal with this record. It's called Decca Records.
Okay, so Decca. Okay, I know Decca. Decca did your distribution. So, and did they do your manufacturing also?
Yeah.
And did they pay for the manufacturing, or did you have to pay them for the manufacturing?
Well, I paid so much, and they did the rest.
Okay, so how much did you pay?
I only had to send them like $200-some.
And how many CDs did they press up?
They had them on different like iTunes, Rhapsody.
So I mean, how many physical did they press up? Any physical product? Did you get product in any stores?
No, but I didn't, because I didn't really sell, you know, too many.
Okay. So Jay, what's the pros and cons of doing a deal like that through something like a Decca?
Well, I think the primary thing is, a lot of people jump at a deal because it looks good. Like, they don't have to outlay a lot of money. Somebody's going to do it for them. But we all know you really pay for what you get, or you get what you pay for. So bottom line is, you pretty much, I don't know the parameters of that deal. I'm not going to badmouth anybody, but I don't know how real or how thorough these companies are.
Okay, so Jay, you're not going to do any badmouthing. I'll do it for you. A lot of times you guys get into these deals where the success ratio for you is zero. It's not set up for you to be successful. And basically, because there's no physical product being manufactured, all they're doing is charging you $250 to upload your product as a digital distribution situation and take a percentage if you happen to do some work and get it to sell through. Do you agree or disagree, Jay?
I agree, and like I say, I can't talk specifics, but a lot of these companies, they have an unreasonable carrot out there. They'll say, if you sell 10,000 units, we're going to pay you $90,000 or $100,000. Guess what? No one has ever gotten there, and that's a lure for you to do your thing. But believe me, if you can't have physical product out there, they're always going to give you a hurdle saying, well, you didn't sell enough for us to press anything, or you didn't sell that 10,000, we can't give you that $100,000. Advance. There's always a hurdle. You need to be in control of your own business. You need that physical, digital. You need to be all in. Like I say, it's like running for president. You just can't be on the web. You got to be out there shaking hands, kissing babies, doing interviews, in the debates, you know, covering all the ground.
Right.
What's your name again, sir?
Dwight,
can I keep you on the line? You can be a guest for me today?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, hold on. Okay, great. All right, so we got Dwight, Jay. So Dwight now is in a situation that he thinks he's got a record label, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a record label. You know that, and I know that. But Dwight doesn't know that, because Dwight is now in a deal with a company that is probably taking advantage of him, whether people want to say it or not. You know, these kind of deals happen, and you know what? I don't blame the company, you know, because – you know, if I'm playing Michael Jordan in basketball, and Michael keep driving to the hole on me because I can't guard him going to the lane, and he drives on me all the time, and he beats me, can I get mad at him and say, well, shoot, you Michael Jordan, you should be making outside shots? Or should I expect him to drive the lane because I can't defend it?
You're going to work every advantage you have.
That's right. So. Major label, I mean, labels, people out there, they're gonna work every advantage they have. This is a business. Nobody's here. We're not selling Girl Scout cookies here.
Forced into that deal. People take these deals knowingly, but without really doing their research or knowing that all deals are not created equal.
And let me ask Sonia a question here. Sonia, how often do you get guys coming to you with that kind of situation where it wasn't exactly like it was supposed to be?
All the time. I want to say 99% of the time.
So let me see. I got another caller here. 509-927, please state your name, where you're from, and your question or statement.
John Davis, I'm just jumping in.
Okay, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just getting back to the house, and I'm not online or anything. So
okay,
I'm
no,
just...
you pressed the number one. That's why I ask you a question. So I'm going to do this right here for you, John. Press the number one right now, John. So when you press the number one, your hand is going to come down in the audience queue, and I won't call on you and ask you a question and see if you have a question. So press the number one for me, sir. Just to let you guys know, Johnny Davis went to school with me, and he still hasn't pressed the number one. John, would you please press the number one, and we'll go down. And John didn't do that well in school, as you guys can tell. It took him forever to press that number. Okay, let me see what Lynn Tolliver has to say, because, Lynn, are you there this time or not?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I was just wondering, sometimes records happen and they don't have the right elements. They don't have the right people in place. Why is that?
Because a lot of times people don't know how to put the elements in place. They don't know what the right elements are. They trust names. They trust titles. They don't trust experience because they don't know what experience is. Do you agree or disagree, Jay?
Yeah, I think that's very important. And there's always exceptions to the rule. There's some records that are so reactionary that the person could be an imbecile. They you know, they got the $300 Wild Thing video and they recorded the vocals in their in their apartment, you know, closet. But all of a sudden, that Wild Thing takes off. Would it be the sample, the hook, or just how silly it is? We all know some of those records are unstoppable no matter what happens.
And that happens so far and few between that it's going to happen every 20 years, to be honest with you, on that kind of level. So a lot of you guys are looking, you know, and Jay, Sonia, you, both of you, how many times, Lynn, you too, because I know you worked at a radio station all those years. How many times have you guys ever met a guy who walked up to you and said, "Hey, man, Lynn, play this piece of crap I just made. Hey, Jay, hey, Sonia, help me sell this piece of crap I just made, this horrible piece of music."
Are you kidding? It's the hottest thing you could ever hear.
They're drunk with their own style.
Yeah, sometimes people are not honest, you know, with themselves. So they'll come at you with, you know, something that is not playable on the air, or it doesn't have any potential to sell, and they have all the utmost faith in the song because of, you know, how they feel about themselves and how they feel. And a lot of times people are not professional because they're not really looking at the benefit of a successful product, but they're looking at what the benefit can bring them, like, you know, more girlfriends or, you know, notoriety and fame. They're looking for attention, and that's what they've got. So they fail to follow through on the business aspect.
And that's another thing I want to ask you. How much of that has to do with lack of success, Jay, where somebody really, where guys aren't really serious and focused enough on creating a label and starting their business and starting off basically really as a logo, as a name, until they can build up to having a label and doing the things that a label does?
A lot of time, to them, it's like buying a lottery ticket, you know. They have this fantasy that they're going to win, so they're going to go through the motions. They're going to get a little music together, going to get some little homies together where it looks like a crew. They got a, you know, a staff. Everybody's got a little title, but there's no substance there. There's really no working knowledge, no connections, no relationships in the industry. But they're kind of going through the motions, just hoping they're going to get lucky. Just like you go down and buy that lottery ticket. You know you can't bank on paying your rent off that, but somehow you think in the back of your mind it could be you. And I think that's how a lot of people approach that. They kind of go through the motions thinking that they're somehow not going to be discovered of not knowing the business, but somehow get lucky.
Wow. And I think that happens more often than not. My name is Jay King. This is The Music Business. The way I see it, if you want to call in, the number is 347-205-9366. That's 347-205-9366. If you're on the phone lines right now and you have a question, please press the number one, uno, and your name will come up in the audience queue, in the queue here, and I will I will answer the question for you. And let me see what I want to do here. I'm going to play some music, you guys. I'm just trying to find the music I want to play. Let me see. I want to play something independent. I don't want to play anything that is on a major label. I just played AK's Lovely. If you guys weren't here, you can check it out. I'm going to play Empty Avenue by Glam I Am. We'll be right back. My name is Jay King. This is the way I see it. Avenue. This is another artist on her own independent label. Her mother is her manager. You guys probably know, heard of a rapper called Nick Nack back in the day from the Bay Area. Well, that's her daughter, and it's an incredible record. But I got to say, Jay, and Sonia, one of the big problems that she and I had was that I kept telling her that she didn't need a bunch of money to do this. She needed a bunch of ingenuity, because she kept telling me, I need a big label to get behind me. I need somebody to put money in it. I need this, I need that, I need a fat cat. You know, am I crazy for saying that you can do this on your own, that you can really get out here and hustle and make this happen? I'll let you answer it first, Sonia, and then I'll go to you, Jay, and then you, Robert, and then you, Mr. Tolliver. Sonia first, ladies first.
First of all, I don't think – can you hear me?
Yeah, of course I can hear
you. First of all, I don't think you're crazy for saying that. I've been saying that for a very long time. That's what I always say to my clients. I try to make them understand that you can do it without big labels and a lot of money. So I totally agree with you on that. I guess what it is they're stuck in the old music, the way the music business was before, and we're now in the process of we're in a transition right now, and people they're going with what everybody else is going with, really, at this point of what I see it. And everybody is so stuck on, oh, I got to be on a label, I got to have all this money to do it. They just haven't gotten to the change of the business yet.
Jay, am I pie in the sky in it? Am I, when I tell somebody, you know, that you can do this on your own, you can really make this happen,
if you're looking at a real business, a business got to be profitable. We work with labels and artists and try and get them to be profitable in that first 10 or 20,000 units and still put on a nice campaign, impact the marketplace, and make a profit.
But do I need a bunch of money?
I cringe when I ever hear anyone even mention gold or platinum, because these days it's really a non-issue. You know, people come to you, and the first thing they say is, this is a platinum song. They haven't sold 10 copies, but this is a platinum song is what they're telling you.
Jay, I need you to stop for a minute and listen to me. I'm asking you a question. Jay, you're jumping ahead of me again. I'm trying to walk us through this so that these people can get it. So my question is, do you need a lot of money to participate in the music business like people think, or, you know, is it a way to ease out here, to march down the lane until you get to that status where you can bust the record through? Do I have to have a lot of money to do this, is my question.
Not at all, as long as it's in the right hands. As long as you know what you're doing, no, it doesn't.
Okay. All right. Jay, I promise you, I'm going to let you take off in a minute and really give these people everything, but I'm really trying to give it to them a little bit at a time so they understand what it is, what it really takes to do this. Okay. Thank you, but thank you so much for being patient for me. Robert Redwine, asking you because you're on the show, so what do you think?
Because I'm on the show. This is what I feel. Key relationships of experts that know the viral market with a hot product like that.
Robert, my question, don't make me mute you.
You don't need a lot of money.
Ask your question. Do you need a lot of money, yes or no, and why or why not?
No, because of what I said earlier, that if you have key relationships and people and experts with a hot product like that.
But it costs money for me. What if I don't have key relationships? What if I don't have key people? What does it take?
Well, it just takes going out trying to meet people and playing them your product and getting it out there virally.
Okay. All right. So using the viral marketing is what he's saying, you guys. Really using the internet and using everything every free tool that you have in front of you. Using all the free tools, taking advantage of everything that's out there, taking advantage of Twitter, taking advantage of Facebook, taking advantage of everything that's in front of you. That you can literally use to propagate you to the next level. Now, the reason why I'm still talking, you guys, is this. Because every now and then, for some reason, I lose my connection on the internet. And I've lost my connection again, which means that I lost control of my switchboard. But because I'm a smarty pants and not like Robert, I don't have real access to technology, I'm going to figure this thing out pretty quickly as I'm talking. And, voila, I'm successfully restored. Let me see what I just did here. There I am right there. Let me go back here. Do just like this. Get to my switchboard. Okay. All right. So I want to get to Lynn Tolliver in a minute. Again, if you guys have any questions, the number is 347-205-9366. That's 347-205-9366. If you're on the line and you have a question, press the number 1, and you can ask any question you like as it relates to the music business. You know, we're talking about how to build a successful independent record label. And the reason why we haven't gotten to the parts of building the independent record label yet is because I want to tell you some of the things that you are doing and that makes it silly for you to get to be a label. You won't make it if you're doing these things. And some of you, and most of you are doing these very things I'm talking about. And I'm just trying to let you know that we see you. And you're the ones we're trying to help. And Kim said, because it's my show, that's why I'm talking. And Kim, because it's my show, you are in the chat room, and you will not be talking even if you called in. So, now, how about that? Okay, you guys, so all the music you're going to hear today are independent artists. So if you hear some music here, Anthony A.K. King is what I played first. I played Lovely. If you want to hear his album, if you want to hear his music, you can go to www.anthonyakking.com, or you can go to iTunes and put in Anthony King. The album is called Just A.K. If you are looking for great R&B music, go and check him out. And I say to people that today, because of technology, when I hear people say how horrible music is and how music sucks and all that stuff, I want to say to you, hush your fuss, because you should be going to find music, because it's out there for you to find. 323-309, please state your name, where you're from, and your question statement.
Hey, Jay, this is Shannon. I'm from L.A. And you mentioned earlier that it doesn't take a lot of money. How much exactly does it take? And I guess this is a question to the panel, because, you know, what you say, as long as it's in the right hands, and obviously, you know, if you're dealing with the right people, they'll know how to cost efficiently, and rather how to spend your money efficiently, and by utilizing the relationships here. So what are we talking about?
Okay, so let me say this right here first, you guys. When I say not a lot of money, I mean, a lot of the work you can do on your own, and it can cost not a lot of money. And the sales are going to represent that. The sales are going to represent exactly what you spent. And the only way it's going to be effective is if you are doing this every day, all day, as a job. And I'm going to get a little more specific after each of the panelists say what they have to say, because I don't want to take any answers away from them. I want them to say what they have to say, and then I'll jump in after that. So stay right there, Shannon, and I'm gonna come back to you. So Sonia, what do you think is the minimal amount of money somebody can start with and be effective as an independent label or releasing an independent product?
Well, going by what you just said.
But don't go by what I said. I'm just
It's a reason, because what you said was very valuable to what I'm about to say, because you said. The thing is that the key thing you said was that you have to do the work at it every day. Some of the other things we mentioned were using your tools and whatnot. And with that said, with all these free things, really, I mean, you can jump on iTunes and get a digital distribution for your song for like, what, $20? Sometimes lower than that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that's how much it takes to get it out there and distributed.
Right.
But you're going to have to put in the work.
Right.
That happen. And I'm pretty sure Jay will agree with this part of it. Like I said, the prices are different.
Right.
So.
Okay. All right. Jay? Hold on, Jay. You're right there. Jay, what's a little bit of money? What do you think is the minimal amount of money that a guy can do this business for?
Well, I think it's a question like, how much does it cost to drive? And what it comes down to is, how do you want to drive? How far do you want to go? Obviously, there's a few things you can do for a few $100. There's a lot more you can do for a few thousand. There's a whole lot more you can do with tens of thousands. Again, number one is being in the right hands, because I've seen some people blow through a lot of money, and they complain, oh, they didn't get what they needed. They weren't executing the plan. They didn't have any expertise on their side. Blowing money is not going to get any sympathy from anyone that knows what they're doing. So it really comes down to planning your attack. What is your attack? What is your wherewithal? Why should we be talking about these grandiose plans if you can't come up with $1,000? So, again, how much does it cost to drive? It could be $10 for the gas, or it could be $10,000 if you want to go on a worldwide tour.
Right. Okay. So, and that's a great answer. You know, again, whatever. What's a little bit of money to you? What's a lot of money to you? That becomes really the question, Shannon. But let me give you a couple of things that you should know, Shannon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a distribution deal. For physical and digital, by being with by signing up at CDBaby.com, I think it costs $40, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And CDBaby will get
or even TuneCore.
TuneCore won't get you physical distribution. It'll get you a digital distribution. So this will do both things.
Right.
And I'm gonna let the guest come in and agree or disagree with what I have to say. You can go to Django Radio. And sign up as an artist or label with Django. Upload your music right there at Django, and for $30 a month, you can have 1,000 plays a month. For $100 a month, you can have 4,000 plays a month. Now, Django Radio plays you a royalty also through Sound Exchange, which is the company that tracks all digital performances for independent artists that are performers, not the publishing and writing, the performers, and for the master owners, the labels. You can use YouTube for free to have your video. You can build a YouTube channel for free. You can use Facebook as a marketing and promotional tool. And let's say that you had a $1,000 budget. My brother, if you go to my Facebook page right now, and if any of you guys are on right now and you want to go check out my Facebook page, if you go to JAYKING, the number 3, you know, facebook.com/JAYKING, the number 3, you'll see a video for I Have a Way with a Woman, a song that's on my album. I'm going to play it next because I'm talking about it right now. My brother decided that he wanted to do a video for me. You know how much it cost me, Shannon?
No.
A big fat zero.
Right.
It cost me nothing. My brother just decided to do it, and it's on YouTube right now.
Right.
Let's just say that I wanted radio for 3 months on Django Radio. I just wanted to see what kind of response I get. And the beautiful thing about Django is people listen to your record, they become fans of your music, and they leave little statements and stuff and say, I'm a fan of the music, I love the music, and then they'll leave little comments and stuff, and you can use those comments to put on little flyers and stuff and say, this is what people are saying. It even tells what parts of the country those people are from or what parts of the world they live in, and it's pretty cool. So if I had $300 for that, and if I had $50 for CD babies, and if I wanted to manufacture product, you can manufacture product now for as little as 69 cents if you press up 1,000 units with a four over one, which means that you know, it's four panels, it's color on the front side, and the inside is black and white. So that's $690. So for under $1,200. I could have a light marketing campaign to see what kind of record I have and enough product to sell to generate an income to support what I'm doing. So that plan just cost me $1,200. Is that too much money for you?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have rephrased my question, Jay. You know, because in your opening statements and at first I'll tell you, I'm an avid listener of your show. Actually, my brother, you know, he made it a prerequisite that I listen, that I tune into your show every week, twice a week, before he would allow me to work. And there's certain books that he's made required because, like, he's told me everything that you've said, to where you have to do your research, you have to learn the business. So before he'll allow me to even work with him, I have 12 books that I have to read. I have to listen to your show, you know, because he speaks the world of you. No, I mean, in all sincerity, he thinks that you're really one of the smartest guys
in the business.
Your
and
brother's
I'm
very smart. He's an intelligent guy. Tell him I'm
well,
saying
yeah, well, you know, he says that he knows you, but, I mean, you know, he's, you know, he speaks highly of you. So what I ask you, the way I should have rephrased my question, because I know that, hey, that there's a lot of books out there, you know, that'll show you how to build your own web plan, how to, you know, how to market on the internet, rather. Everything that you've said there, there's books I'm going through a lot of them. But I guess, you know, what to obtain that professionalism, like as you said earlier, that there's so many people out there that they think that they have companies, and they, you know, they keep stumbling over their own tails because they don't have enough sense to take their money and put it in the hands of the professionals, those that know and those that they could potentially learn from here. So what's a reasonable amount to say with the professionals, such as any of you on the panel, to build? And I know a lot of it is dictated on your budget, to where you can only do a project, or rather put a campaign that's tailored to the budget here. But what's a realistic figure? Would you say, like, if we had $50,000 in the right hands, say even $25,000, mm-hmm. in the right hands, do you think, and with a good record, and of course that's all subjective, you know, what's a good record here, but a record that you feel in your ears, you know, with your professional ears, that could compete here, what do you think would be a reasonable amount to start with here?
Well, listen, again, and I fashion my answers so that you all who have little or nothing can actually participate and compete and be competitive, because believe me, there's going to be enough guys out here trying to get your coin, trying to get your money, and trying to tell you why you need an expert. And I am one to tell you do need an expert. But most of you won't have the coin that it takes, because to have a guy like me or have a guy like Jay, it takes money. I charge, because it's what I do for a living. So if a guy has $25,000, $50,000, can he be effective? Absolutely. Will he see the result that he's trying to see? Not if he's trying to see a gold or platinum record. Just to give you guys an idea of what I'm talking about, when Beyonce's album is released, there's somewhere between $750,000 and $1 million, $1.5 million spent on her single. On the single. The single record. I'm not talking about, you know, the whole marketing campaign. I'm just talking about the single at radio. The record is guaranteed to be a number one record. It's what it was built for. There's a plan around it. There's a plan around that record to say, we want this record to go to number one. And then they have enough product in the marketplace. They have enough marketing and promotional things going on. So you're not going to get that. You don't have it. So I deal in real realities here. So I expect you all to learn how to do this thing from the ground up. Is what I did. I didn't have the money. When I did Rumors, I didn't have the money. What I had was the desire, the work ethic, the commitment, the focus. And I had the music. And so, you know, music is subjective. It doesn't, you know, I might think, you know, I thought, and listen, I love J.J. Fad. They're really good friends of mine. But I thought Supersonic sucked. I'm one of those people that's going to be honest and keep it real. If you had brought Supersonic to me and said, Jay, this is a hit record, I'd have said, no, it's not. It stinks. And I would have said, that's what I get, because I don't know everything. Not everybody can pick hit record. I mean, every hit record, and Supersonic would have been one of those records that I would have missed. So, you know, music is subjective. But somebody has to believe in the music, number one, and then you have to find that audience, those people. And this is what technology is allowing you to do. Technology is allowing you to see who is responding to your music. So, you know, if it's a middle-aged white guy in the middle of Iowa that's responding, you know who I'm going to start targeting? I'm going to start targeting him. I got all the tools right there to tell me that. If it's a hip kid in the inner city, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start targeting that. You gotta be able to use the technology. But if you have the money, what the money does is the money puts you on a better foundation. It gives you a head start because now you got a guy like myself or Jay or a lady like a Sonia who can literally start guiding you through the minefield because it's a minefield. It's a frightening business. And because we're not miracle workers, because we can't make people buy your music, we can only put the music out there. So with Jay, you can't say, well, Jay didn't do a good job because my record didn't sell. Or Sonia, and when I say Jay, I'm talking about Jay Wersinski. Both our names are Jay. His is Wersinski. I'm King. So if Jay Wersinski is working your record, you can't say, well, you know, Jay didn't, you know, he failed me. He didn't do it right. You can't say, well, Sonia didn't do what she is supposed to do because my record didn't sell. The public still has the last say. So I say that you can do this for nothing, but the less money you have, the harder you're going to have to work, the more versed you're going to have to be in the business, the more studied you're going to have to be, the more hours you're going to have to put in, and the less mistakes you can make. So, Jay, now that I did this big diatribe, what do you think about everything I just said?
I think it really comes down to that. It's like running that sports team. If you don't have the payroll to pay everybody, you're going to be the ticket seller. You're going to be the guy tearing the stub. You're going to be the guy working the concession stand. You're going to be the guy opening the parking lot and closing up at night. You've got to wear a lot of hats if you don't have that budget. Obviously, as you generate income or have backing or can prove to sponsors or people to get behind you, then that may afford you to take that logical step and have more and more people on your side. I think the smaller the team, the more necessary that you have some expertise on that. Even as a consultant, you may not be able to hire me or Jay full-time, but you can certainly have us as a consultant and have that, you know, million-dollar idea come right down to your level and really, really spark the plan.
Yeah, very good. Very good question. I mean, very good answer. I got it. Sir, I can't remember your name. Say it one more time for me.
It's Shannon.
Shannon, okay, Shannon. Okay, Shannon,
yeah.
Stay right there. Okay, Shannon, I just I'm old. I'm 49 and my mind is going. Sonia, do you agree or disagree with what I just said?
I agree 100%. You hit you hit every avenue. That's why you're the expert.
Well, they keep telling me I'm an expert. Somebody said, what are my fees? I got to be honest with you. You guys are lucky. You're lucky that Helen is my mother because at this point in my life, my mother died 4 years ago on my birthday, January 27th, 2007. It was the worst day of my life. But for some odd reason, she, in her death, she has loved me more than she did when she was alive, and I'm telling you right now, the reason why I can do anything is because of Helen. She made me believe I can do anything. So for her to be able to love me more in death, I mean, like, I feel her spirit around me all the time. I literally work for whatever you can afford. Yeah. I really try to work with the label. I want to see you all succeed, but what I don't do is I don't do all the work. I make you learn this thing. Now, Jay Wersinski works a little different than I do, and Sonia may work a little different than Jay. And you're going to learn how all of us work because you're going to get a chance to meet Jay Wersinski and Sonia Pruneda. You will get their information because it's important to me that you get the people that are experts that know what they're doing. Let me see. This guy is Spark. He's a friend of mine. He just learned me, and he's calling in the middle of my show. How you doing, Spark? I'm doing fine, except that you're calling in the middle of my show. Why don't you call in? Let me give you this number to the show. You call in on that number. I did text it to your phone. If you check your text, that phone number call in on that number right there. Call in right now so you can listen to the show and you can hear what I do. All right. Real bright people here. Yeah. Some of these people really make Robert Redwine seem like a genius, and that is tough to do. Okay. So now, so I told you guys that. Okay, hold on. Let me get one more question. Shannon, don't go anywhere because I'm gonna get back to you. 702-542. Please state your name, where you're from, and your question or statement.
This is Dre Allen. And my question is that, one, I need you in Vegas, Jake King, just to let you know. We need Club Nouveau in Vegas. Two is, I've known you for a long time. You've been a trailblazer, obviously, and from the independent movement. I learned everything I needed to know from you, and then I relearned it from Master P. And then I gave up the artist thing because of how difficult it was getting out here, only to go into marketing and learn exactly what it was that I was missing. And I think it is great that you offer a platform to offer all of those services along with the education to the different artists that you work with. And, you know, my hat's off to you. I remember I ran into you in France at Midem.
A few years back. Well, what year was that?
That was 2008. Oh, I want to say 2008 we're at Midem.
Yeah.
2007 or 2008, one of the two. And I ran into you there. And, you know, that's the kind of thing, because, you know, when you walk around the corner in France and you run into a friend from L.A. or from the music industry, that's the kind of diligence that it takes to promote products. You got to get ready to roll your sleeves up, buy the airline tickets, go to the places where the marketplaces are to be able to promote and get your product out there. Now I'm understanding the other part of it because I've built a $1 million, you know, marketing corporation called Best Reps. BestRefs.net, plug, sorry. But we
that's
provide
okay, plug. Staffing. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here for people to plug.
Yeah, it is. But we provide staffing for staffing and event marketing for major brands. And thus far, over the last year of us starting the company, we now work with Grand Marnier, the Macallan Scotch Whiskey, the Las Vegas Hilton, you know, NASCAR, ESPN, Universal Television USA, networks. I mean, the list goes on, and so we found a lot of great success. And so just not to put your, you know, personal business out there, but, you know, I was calling you because we're putting a concert together at the Las Vegas Hilton, and it's going to be pretty interesting. And
okay,
I really think it's going to be a great situation.
I'll call you after the show. We'll talk about it. And
please,
and I hope you stay on, Dre, because I might come back to you in a second. Thank you, sir. Okay, you guys. So now, and let me explain something to you guys. Now, this is Dre Allen. Dre Allen is an artist. You guys can go to Google and Google him. Go to go to YouTube and pull up Dre Allen. And you see, Dre is like a R&B rock kind of guy. Very different. I'll let him tell you what group he was in just a minute. So we're using the internet to talk on the phone. We're actually, I'm talking to people from all over the United States and outside the United States right now. You guys are all listening in together. And you guys are chatting in the chat room. You know, and we have a lot of guests in the chat room, and then we have a lot of other people in the chat room, and they're all chatting it up and everything in there. And then we have people listening on the computer, on their phones, through Skype. And this is technology. Now, I remember when you made a record, and, you know, if you wanted somebody to hear it, you had to play it for them over the phone, or you had to send it to them. First-class mail, it's going to take 2 or 3 days for it to get there, or you had to send it to them through Federal Express. Now, if I want somebody to get a song, I send them a link, or I send them an MP3. So I told you guys my brother, you know, I have an album out. Now, I'm going to tell you guys how funny this is. I never made a solo record before. I only made Club Nouveau records because I sing in Club Nouveau. It's my group. It's, you know, it's me, Val, and Samuel. So, but each of us make solo albums, aside from the Club Nouveau albums, which we have a Speaking of plugs, Club Nouveau has a new album coming out this summer called Consciousness. Look for it in stores. And we're also, towards the fall, we have the Life, Love, and Pain 25-year anniversary CD where we've remixed Lean On Me, Why You Treat Me So Bad, Situation Number 9, all the hits and stuff. And you got, and we added some new stuff to it. Now, how about that for plugging? I made this solo album. It's called Open Book. It's available now at iTunes. And I told somebody I was going to sell 1 million copies. And they started laughing at me. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm actually going to sell 1 million records. I'm going to sell 1 million records, but I'm not going to sell them right now. And I'm not going to sell them overnight. I'm going to sell them over a period of time because I'm watching technology grow up. You guys have to remember we are in the infancy stages of technology. We are in the infancy stages of people buying product online. We are in the infancy stages of the world really listening to music. Because up until this point, music was only in 15 to 18 countries around the world where you could actually make a royalty and collect money and all that. Now it's in over 100 countries around the world. And smartphones in other parts of the world are way smarter than the smartphones here in the United States. So with all that, I did this song called I Have a Way with a Woman. My brother sent something in my email today to me on Facebook, and he said, I just wanted you to see this and tell me what you think. I'm going to tell you how much money he spent on this video. He spent zero. So this is the song, I Have a Way with a Woman. It's from my album, Open Book. I now have a video that I spent no money from. So tomorrow I'm going to start the viral campaign to promote it. Tell me what you think about the record, all my guests on the phone, Shannon, you, Dre, you. And I want to be honest, Robert, you, it don't matter what you think, but you can too. Jay and Sonia. And I'm joking about Robert, you guys. Robert is my sidekick. If you guys listen to my show on Sundays, you know Robert is the guy who's the thorn in my side. And for some reason, he wanted to call in today and be just that. This is I Have a Way with a Woman from the Open Book CD. Hope you enjoy it.
She said,
That was I Have a Way with a Woman from the Open Book CD, available everywhere now, iTunes, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders Books, Best Buy. This is how incredible technology is and what we can do. Sonya, what did you think about the song?
I loved it. Very smooth and relaxing. Definitely my pace.
Right on. Okay. Robert?
Yes, Jay.
What did you think about the song?
Well, Jay, you're my friend, and you played me the demo version of it, and I think the song is great, and it's a great song if you have a lady friend to sit down with some candles and some hot apple cider and enjoy the woman.
Huh. That's finally a good answer from you, Robert. Jay, what did you think? Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's great. It really creates a mood. It doesn't force the issue. You just you create your own little pocket, and I think it's classic.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Shannon?
You know what? I really like it. Actually, my brother listened to a little bit of it, and he had texted me. You know, he's at the airport now at JFK, so he's listening online. And he had said that I'm sure that he had to cut off his computer by now, but he said that it reminds him of one of those soundtrack songs, you know, like from a Michelle Pfeiffer movie, something like this. That is really, I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a beautiful song.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And then 323-822, please state your name, where you're from, your question or statement. Okay, so you're not supposed to. Okay, 323-822, please press the number one. Okay, so the point is this, you guys. So I got people from everywhere who just tuned in for this song, okay? Robert Redwine is in Seattle. And if anybody else wants to say something, if any of you guys want to say it sucks or something, you guys can. Press the number one if you're on the line and you want to say, Jay, it wasn't that good. You know, maybe Howard, you would need to be singing it or something like that. You could do that. If somebody, you know, if you're in the chat room and you want to say something, you know, tell me what you think about the song. You can say, you know, I like the song. You know, Michael Anderson said, this is my favorite record. Right One Entertainment, which is Sonya, she said, very beautiful. Poetic Life Radio said, I love the song, but the mix could have been better. The intro was long, but it was great after it got going. Your voice is great, but the mix treatment on it should have been different. Send me some wave files and let me mix other tracks. Okay. So he wanted to produce the record now, which I ain't got no problem with. Let me see what Jay, my man Dre. Dre, did you get a chance to listen to the song? I know you got disconnected for a minute there.
Yes, I did. It got a little choppy after the first hook, so at least I got into the first hook, but I'm going to tell you this right now, you know, and I put it on your Facebook page just now, and I mean no disrespect, but that was on some Maxwell, even though Maxwell's on some Jay King. That was that's ready for AC Radio right there. That's at the top 10 at the very least, Urban AC record, like, without a question. Like, come on, I have a way, man, come on, man, please. Who's not going to like that? Come on.
Okay, so first of all, my brother's being a smartass. James, you got to press the number one when you're in an audience queue, dum-dum, so I can actually, then that will bring you up to the front. So press the number one, and that way I can get you on. And Dre, I got to tell you, you have a lot of, you got a lot of fans out here in my chat room. They, I don't know what you did to them, but you got them real hot and sexy. So. I just want you to know that they got real hot and sexy. He got. Let me see. 323-822. Please state your name, where you're from, and your question or statement.
You know, Jay, it's your boy Spark on the phone from L.A. right now. You know,
Spark.
Jay, I'm like, I was speechless. I didn't really get a chance. I didn't hear the song, but technology and how, you know, you were FedExing probably back in the day, cassettes, and now it's about MP3s and links and stuff like that. And look, you got me on the phone. I'm in L.A. I just finished a big meeting. I'm walking down, and, you know, I tune in. I'm on radio talking to you. This is, like, really crazy for me. You know, I'm from Canada, and I grew up listening to you. I got your records and all that, and I can't tell you how many times I listened to your music with my sisters – And now I'm on the phone walking down Washington Boulevard in Los Angeles, getting ready to go into a supper restaurant, and I'm talking to Jay King, and I'm blown away, brother, on radio. And I'm glad to see that you're doing what you're doing, and I'm glad to see that you're promoting music and inspiring people by helping people get their music heard, because, you know, commercial radio don't play real music. It plays music that is just put out there to make money. And the best artists and the best music is hard to be heard. And it's people like you that come from the heart and soul and come from the generation of making real music that are still keeping real music alive. So I commend you on what you're doing on radio, and you know what we getting ready to do, and we're about to make some real magic, and keep on doing what you're doing, Jay, because
it needs to be used
to help cure a lot of problems that's going on in the streets. Because, you know, I'm a hip-hop producer, popular hip-hop producer, and I know what's going on, and the kids have no chance because they hear the garbage on the radio, and the radio don't want to play the real music that the kids need to be hearing and that the kids need to be inspired by. And it's people like you that come from that era of music back in the day and know what real music is and been in the studio recording music with real horns and real instruments and that we need to keep this music alive and keep these kids focused on playing real instruments and developing their skills from the heart and not from the wallet.
Let me ask you a question, Spark. The first thing you talked about was technology. Why do you think it is that technology and music haven't made the complete change that is going to make in order to turn music into the same kind of money making entity it was in the 70s and 80s.
Now let me tell you a quick story. I was just on the phone with a pretty very popular rapper and whatnot. And you know what? The music industry has had people fooled the whole all its existence. You know what I'm saying? It's made a mockery of talent because it's only taken 1 out of 10 when it should have taken all 10. And today in this generation, that getting the record deal still exists. That mockery of getting a record deal and like when you get a record deal, like something's about to happen to you, still exists. People would rather go sign with big record labels. Artists today would rather go sign for 8 cents on a download and still don't get it. Still don't get it. That the record labels are only going to do what you can do yourself. And when you give when they take the, our community is not knowledgeable on things that they can do and what's right in front of them. And technology is right there in front of them. But we want what we see right. We want what the music industry promotes. It's all about. The music industry promotes it's all about a bench, jewelry, cars, money, and denouncing your brother that's next to you. Instead of you getting a deal and helping somebody else get in, you want to get a deal and you don't want to tell nobody about how to get in because that's going to put him on the same playing field as you. And that's not what it's about. It's about the music. So the technology is going to come advanced. It's going to get up to itself. But, you know, a lot of the community is behind. I know for a fact.
Hold one second. Because I got just don't go nowhere. Okay. So let me go back. Because he said something. Somebody said something in the chat room, Jay. A guy said, because everybody can hear and download every artist for free, so why would they pay for unknowns? It's really hard to close the sale even though I get major hits. Do you agree or disagree?
Good music is worth paying for. We're all about trying to keep the prices down now that it's becoming more and more independent. We have a choice of what the music sells for. It's a lot of these online sites that have variable pricing. You can sell your song for 49 cents. You can sell your album for $4.99. You know, we're in control of that now. Before, there was all these middlemen, and even though the stores were selling it for $14.98, you only ended up with a few dollars. So I think, again, it's building the value in the artist. You know, your videos, getting that personality across, showing that there's a brand there that's worth buying is everything. Sure, there's some people going to steal everything, no matter what it is. They'll always have an excuse why they don't want to pay for anything. But just because you can steal it doesn't mean it's right. You know, we know these people put their heart and soul and their lives on the line for their music. And you need to build that brand. It's worth paying for. And the right price and right music is a great thing for all of us.
Okay. Mike said he disagreed. Mike, what do you disagree with? Text me what you disagree with. You disagree with what Jay is saying? You disagree with music not being sold? What do you disagree with? I want to know. Let me ask Sonia something here. Sonia, do you think that the internet, that it's just music is easy to, it's free, so people don't want to buy music now? Or do you think what F&B is saying? He said he thinks people have been programmed to buy what's on the radio, BET and MTV. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with F&B.
F&B.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that, but I also do agree that I was referring back to what the other gentleman said about the free downloading. I think it's important. This is why it's important to build a following. Have a following, because your followers will support you regardless of what you do.
Let me say this right here, you guys. You know what? People that listen to a certain radio station, listen to or watch BET and watch MTV have been programmed to do those things, because that's what they listen to and that's what they watch. That's what they do. And that's what they're attracted to. But they are not all the people. There are 320 million people in this country. 320 million people in this country. Almost 8 billion people in the world. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I'm going to tell you all a secret. We're on the World Wide Web. That's why it's called www. Right now, people all over the world are listening to me. And you know what? They can do this thing called view, listen to the archive. They can listen to my archive if they don't listen right now. I had one show that got archived 9,000 times in one day, and Blog Talk Radio checked me out to make sure I wasn't doing some finagling business, and they found out that people just downloaded this particular show 9,000 times. They have over 12,000 downloads now. And it's because Poetic says, Jay, how are your numbers? Well, you know what? Anywhere from 500 to 2,200 people listen to my show. I don't know what the numbers are now because I'm on, but when the show is over with, I can tell you guys right now, you can rest assured that this is going to be a big number show. I can look at how many numbers show up in my on my screen. Up to 20 numbers at a time show up, so they're rolling over constantly, with the exception of the people that have their hands up. They stay there, but the other numbers are rolling over constantly. I can tell you right now that there are 20 people showing in the chat room, but that's not including my guests, because I got a gazillion guests in the chat room, but that's not counting who's listening on their computer and who's listening through Skype and who's listening through their phones. So a bunch of people are listening to the show right now, and you guys know, because some of you guys talk to each other, and some of you all tweet the show out to other people. This is what technology can do. This is what technology is doing for us. So you know what? Now let's get into the part of how to build a successful independent label. Because you heard everybody talk. You heard what they talked about. I'm going to let everybody come back again in just a minute. But I'm going to give you guys a little information. If you want to build an independent label, you have to read. You have to study this business. You got to know what it is. That means that there's certain books you have to read, and people who know me know I have a few books that I say, if you don't read anything else, if you don't do anything else, read The Musician's Hand Guide by Bobby Borg, and that's B-O-R-G. The Musician's Hand Guide, Bobby Borg. and read The Music Business Explained in Plain English by David Nagar, and that's N-A-G-G-A-R. N-A-G-G-A-R. Have those two books, and you can read anything else, and then read anything you can on marketing and promotions and publicity, all those type of, but have a plethora of books. And my brother, he's such a smartass. You know, I said there was 320 million people in the United States, so he goes and he finds the information. There's 311,204,439 people. Now, I'm close, James. It's over 300 million, smarty pants. And the world population is 6,913,599,153. So he's a little older than me. He should know those answers. Okay, so put a well thought out plan in action at that point. Read and start writing down a plan. Even before you put the record out, even before you do anything else, start planning out what you really expect from your label. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? How many records do you want to sell? How big do you want to be? When I did Rumors, I promise you, I was selling 1 million records. That was my idea. That was my focus. 1 million records. I sold 3.5 million without a major label, without major distribution. First off the back of my car, we created what you guys call street teams. We did it first, selling records out the back of our cars, going to clubs, making relationships. And this is a relationship business. You have to have the right attitude to be independent. You have to have a strong desire, and you have to have a good personality. Those are things that you have to have, and humility has to be your number one asset. Because if you walk around here with your ass on your shoulders, or you walk around here like you're the big guy on campus, or your shit don't stink, or you got the next hit record, I promise you, I'm not working with you. You're turning me off. I don't care how much money you have. I don't work with asses. I don't have to. I want to bring a good vibration to the universe. I want to bring a good vibration in this business. I only work with that kind of vibration. If you don't have it, don't call me. I'm the wrong guy. If you got a stinky attitude, don't call me. I don't care how much money you got. I'm the wrong one, because I got my attitude is nasty and filthy when I go up against it, and it can get really funky. You have to figure out how the label will run. You got to base your budget on real dollars in your hand, not what you think you're going to get, not what you're trying to raise or what your business plan is going to do. You got to, what do you have in your hand? And then you got to study all that you can about all aspects of the business. You heard people say that it's 90% business and 10% show. I'm sorry, hogwash. It's 100% business. It's 100% show. It's 100% music. It's 100% attitude. It's 100% personality. It's 100% all of it. What you're trying to do in each area of this business is get as close to 100% as you possibly can when you're doing that job. If you want to build a successful independent record label, you can't slack on any of it. Because you can do 90% business, and if you do 10% music and your 10% sucks, I don't care how much of your 90% business was in order, you put 10% in music and it sucked, and it showed 100% across the board. Make a schedule of events of what you're going to do, starting from when you first start your artwork and your credits, and moving up through your manufacturing and the release of your product. And then have a stage for every set of release broken down into segments, timelines, and expected results. Hire real experts in the independent music business with real independent music business experience. Just because someone has held a position at a major record label doesn't mean they are versed in the business of music. And that's why you get all of these guys who you say my name. You let me be, you work for me, let me be your consultant, and let one of these dum-dums who act like they know everything hear my name. And whatever price they quoted you, I promise you, it's going to change immediately, as my grandmother would say. because they don't want no parts of me. Because I'm going to separate the real shit from the bullshit. And then take your time. Take your time. Build a real foundation and a fan base. You can do whatever you want to do now because technology is telling you, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm actually growing. I'm getting bigger. I was on the phone with Larry Dunn one day from Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Larry said, Kingly, man, we got to do something to get this thing going because, man, I got to get this new record out because my royalties are going to die down in a little while. And I said, Larry, your royalties are going to get bigger. And this was in 2005. I said, you're going to make more money 10 years from now than you do today. And he said, why would you say that, Kingly, man? I said, because, Larry, you made music. Earth, Wind, and Fire is music. You wrote songs. You wrote Shining Star. You wrote Running. You wrote hit records. And they're not going anywhere. And technology is opening up a plethora of new royalty streams that we can make money from. And you know what? If you ask Larry right now, he's going to say, King, never lie. Because Larry Dunn makes more money today than he did 6 years ago. And I'm going to tell you something. 6 years from today, he's going to make more money then than he does now. Because technology ain't going nowhere, y'all. It's only going to get bigger. Don't make unrealistic forecasts. Don't make it so big in your mind that if it don't get that big that you feel defeated. Make small forecast, things that you can reach for, and when you get to the milestone, go to make a new one. Use your fertile mind. Use your mind. If you're smoking a whole bunch of weed, and you drinking, and you hanging out with your homeboy, and you're doing all that stuff, you keep marching down that road. You'll find the dead end because you're coming up on it. If you really want to be in this business and you love this business and you want to be great at it, then you better be focused. Kobe Bryant is going to win another championship because of that very thing, focus. I had to throw that in there, Phyllis. Just because someone says doing it a certain way that it won't happen, it can't happen. If you don't get radio, you got to have radio in order to happen. You got to be in retail stores in order to happen. Just because somebody say it, don't make it so. You guys have to understand one thing. When I did Rumors, there was nothing that I did right. You could ask anybody that what I was doing. As a matter of fact, all the old dudes laughed at me. All the old dudes made fun of me. I remember being at a music conference, and I was walking up to people saying, I'm starting my own record label. My name is Jay King. And they were laughing. And one of the guys said, hey, King, get over here. Hey, King, tell Joey what you just told me. Hey, this kid King has his own record label. And they laughed. Because all they could see was a business that was in front of them. They couldn't see around the corner. They couldn't see that things were changing because change was on its way, and I caught it, and I was right there. You guys are right there. Change is on its way, and you guys are right there. Take advantage of it. This is a new frontier we're in. Don't look at technology today. Look at technology tomorrow and next year. Look at all these social media sites. Right now, in its infancy, music is doing billions of dollars a year online. In its infancy, can you imagine what it's going to do when it's grown up? I can only imagine. There is information out here for you all. I do this every Monday and Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. I don't do it for you. I pay back what I owe. I'm paying back what I owe Helen. I'm paying back what I owe the universe. I'm paying back what I owe God. So whether people tune in or not don't matter to me. I'm going to do exactly what I'm doing right now, and I'm going to pay it all back. I'm going to give it all back. Because if I go tomorrow, it won't be because I didn't get the information up. It won't be because I didn't do my job. And if y'all don't make it, it won't be because of me. It'll be because of your lazy asses. Because you guys already know how I feel. Only 1% of y'all going to make it. The other 99% is going to find a reason, an excuse. I got those people in my family that want to be in the music business. Y'all won't make it. I promise you. Scout's honor. I bet you a dollar to a dime. You won't make it. You don't have it. It ain't in you. You don't wake up in the morning. I wake up doing music every morning. I love music. I just got my new Gino Vannelli albums, the ones like the Brother to Brother album and the Nightwalker album and the Power People album, records y'all ain't never heard of before because y'all think old school started in 1990-something, or you guys call me old school, 1986. I'm new school. You guys are baby school. Old school is so far back that old school is Ella Fitzgerald. Old school is Louis Armstrong. And I'm telling you something, if Louis was here, he'd tell me I'm a lie. He'd tell me that whoever was before him was old school, because that's the way this goes. You want to be a successful independent label? Immerse yourself in it. Get strong at it. The same way you see somebody who look like they finna pop, and they decide that they don't want to just lose weight. They want to get healthy. And they start eating right, and they do the workout, and you start seeing their body, and you start seeing the formulation of a body, and you see a sculpture, and you say, wow. No. That person is dedicated. Now it ain't just getting skinny. Now it ain't just losing weight. Now it's actually a lifestyle. You want to be in the music business? You want to be a successful independent label? You better make it a lifestyle. You better make it your business to be great, because it ain't coming to you. You got to reach for it. Build strategic alliances with other people, other companies, other artists, other producers. You see who call into my show? Dre Allen was on my show. Jay Wasinski is on my show. Sonia Bernada is on my show. These are people that do the same thing I do. We do the same business. Somebody else would say, hey, man, you shouldn't have that competition on your show. It ain't competition to me. They're doing what I'm doing. They're trying to help. I'm not going to like everybody, and everybody's not going to like me. You might need to be with Jay Wasinski or with Sonia Prunata, because Jay King go hard. I ruffle feathers. If you don't believe me, ask Kim Virgil. She'll tell you. I'm a feather ruffler. I don't like laziness. I don't like bums. I don't like crybabies. I don't like people that make excuses. I don't like people with negative vibrations that always talking about other people. Miss me with all that bullshit. Because what I got to say to you, I'm going to say to your face, directly in your eyeball. And we'll deal with what happened from there. Build strategic alliances. If you're doing a record release party or something and you know somebody else is doing one, combine it. Save the dollars. If you want to do live dates and you know somebody else who wants to do live dates, combine it. Combine the audience. Me, as a matter of fact, I was on the phone with Bill Lee. They call him Papa Lee. He's got a record out called Soulvival. Bill and I are going to do a date this year in L.A., and we're going to bring in Larry Dunn. And we're going to combine all our audiences. If you know that you're about to manufacture some product, then you know what? And if you got some other people that's going to manufacture product, then you all should go to one manufacturer and make a deal together. Make a deal together. Hey, you gonna, you know what? So why would I make a deal with somebody? Because now it ain't just your 1,000 units you buy, you manufacturing. Each of them, if you got five other friends, now y'all manufacturing 6,000 units. Now instead of it costing you 89 cents, it costs you 69 cents. And if it was 69 cents, now it costs 59 cents. Because you guys went in as a unit. You want to build an independent record label, a successful independent record label? You better start thinking. You better get some humility. You better develop some consistency. You better have some diligence. You better have a desire. You better be dedicated. You better have a work ethic. You better have a positive attitude. You better have a vision. You better want teamwork. You better know leadership. I'm a great chief because I'm a phenomenal Indian. I'm a better Indian than I am chief. Better learn how to be an Indian and a great one. Okay, that's it. My name is Jay King. This is The Music Business, the way I see it. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. I hope that I didn't talk your face off and make you guys say, I'm never going to listen to this show again. If I did, then I probably did the right thing. You're probably doing the right thing for you and for me because I'm not getting through to you. If I didn't, and if you like what you heard, I'm here again Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. We do a show every morning called Kings in the Morning with myself, Robert Redwine, Anthony King, and Lynn Tolliver from 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the show is called
Kings in the Morning, your favorite Block Talk radio show.
Kings in the Morning. It's going to be your favorite Blog Talk radio show. We talk about anything and everything. It's not about the music business. It's just about life. It's about the world. It's about Robert cooking breakfast early in the morning. He cooked some a swayback fish or something this past episode. What was the fish called, Robert?
Sway.
Yeah, whatever kind of fish it was. It wasn't a real fish, but Robert's cooking. Robert is overweight for a reason. He was up cooking fish early in the morning. I was eating an apple. Robert weighs somewhere around 180. I wear somewhere around 155. So, Robert, are you going to be on time tomorrow?
I'm going to be ready and fired up and ready to go.
Did you enjoy the show?
I love the show. It's really informative, man.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so let me Sonia, if people want to get in touch with you, if they want to connect with you, how do they do it?
You can reach me at my website, www.rrobertit1.com, or Facebook is always good. You can find me under J King, I'm one of his friends, Sonia Perneda. Last name is P as in Paul. R-U-N as in Nancy, E-D-A.
Okay. So there's no phone number people can reach you at?
I'm sure. Yeah, the office line is 281-920-3803.
That's 281-920-3803. Okay, and that's Right One Entertainment. That's Sonia Pranada. If you have any questions, you should call her directly. Also, Jay Wersinski, how do people reach you, sir?
You can reach us definitely on the web. Check out our website at www.indiepower. That's IndiePower.com. You can email me directly at j@indiepower.com. Either J-A-Y or letter J will reach me. And our phone number, we're here in Los Angeles. It's 818-505-1836. That's 818-505-1836. We look forward to hearing and hopefully helping each and every one of you.
Okay. And I want to thank you guys so much. My name is Jay King. If you want to reach me and you want some information from me, please email me your information at jayking, the number 62, at gmail.com. That's jayking, the number 62, at gmail.com. And you can tell me what you need and give me a phone number, and I'm going to call you, and then we'll chop it up, and I'll tell you how I can help you, if at all. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I know a lot of people were having some people couldn't get in today because there were a lot of people logged in, and we're only going to be here for a little while longer, you guys, and we're going to move to another network sooner or later because we're getting too big to be here, and not our britches, not too big for our britches, but just for the expanding audience. Lynn Tolliver, did you want to say anything before we got out of here, sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hate when people ask me that. That's why I say, Lynn, is there anything? Because I have your line open. Did you want to say anything to us, sir? Now I can't hear you, Lynn, if you're saying something. I could hear you before. Now
can
I can't hear you.
Okay. My goodness. Technology. But anyway, I'd like to say good night to everybody. Hope they enjoyed the show. Look for you tomorrow with Kings in the Morning. And, hey, what else can I tell you? Jay King, smart man.
Thank you, Lynn. I pay Lynn a lot of money for that. I pay him absolutely nothing. Okay, so Kings in the Morning, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., www.blogtalkradio.com/JAY-KING. You should tune in and check us out. Let me play another promo, you guys. My cousin Anthony did these promos. This is another one.
Kings in the Morning. In the morning, kings in the morning, kings in the morning.
Okay, so yeah, we're Kings in the Morning, and it's me, Anthony King, Robert Redwine, and Lynn Tolliver, and we have a lot of fun. We did our first show on Tuesday. It's every Tuesday and Thursday, and then Wednesday. Today, okay, so Monday night, I'll be back here with another show on the music business. Please tell your friends about the show. We're trying to give as much free information as we can to you all and make sure that you guys are getting what you need in order to be successful in this business. How to build a successful independent record label, get serious, and get consistent, and greatness will come your way. You got to reach for it because it ain't coming to you. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Good night.